The Human Cost of the Iraq War, on One Soldier and One Father. That's the focus of a new film opening tomorrow by an award-winning writer and director. Here's our colleague, Alex Chadwick.
Paul Haggis wrote, produced, and directed last year's Oscar winner for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, Crash. He'd won a year earlier for writing the Clint Eastwood, Hilary Swank movie, Million Dollar Baby. He's the first writer ever to win Best Screenplay 2 years in a row. He's written plenty of junk, too, a lot of TV earlier in his career, but he's evolved. So here was my first question for the director. Does an audience today really want to go see a movie about the impact of the Iraq War at home after watching General Petraeus in Congress on TV all week long?
I don't know. We'll find out. You don't write these things because you think an audience is ready for them or wants to see them. You write them because you have questions gnawing at you that you can't ignore.
Your story here is a murder mystery. It's fiction, but it's based really on facts, on things that actually happened. Where's the line?
Well, in this case, the line is quite close to the truth. I took several true stories and combined them. And in fact, it took 6 months to solve the mystery, and I made it 2 weeks. And Charlize's character is an amalgam character, but everything else you're going to see has happened to one vet or another, and much of it happened to Richard Davis as he sought to find out the truth of his son and solve that mystery.
This is the Tommy Lee Jones character, the father of a soldier who is returned from Iraq and then disappears, and the father goes out to try and find what happened. You mentioned Charlize Theron. She's a detective who kind of helps him. Susan Sarandon also in the cast, some of the finest actors working today. But
yes,
there are also key roles for quite inexperienced actors, two of whom are veterans of the war in Iraq.
Three of whom, actually. And we had other veterans, Iraq War veterans, in smaller parts. And, no, that was very important to me. I would have hated if I made a successful film that got a lot of attention and which the Iraq War vets would have said, you know, that's just not the truth. So when I was researching this, when I was shooting it, I was surrounded by veterans, Iraq War veterans and Afghanistan War veterans. And then I thought it important to have them on the screen. And so when we started looking for this, my casting directors, Randy and Sarah, just spread a wide net, and we started looking into communities that you don't usually look at when you're casting a Hollywood film, and found some folks, a couple who had done a little bit of acting and one in a major role who had done no acting at all, and they did great work.
Well, here they are with Tommy Lee Jones, who's, he's a real actor.
Yeah, and he's not a man who suffers fools, so he could have eaten them alive. But he had great respect for their experience and for their talent, and so they get along very well.
There's a scene where the father, Tommy Lee Jones, is asking the soldiers, his son's squad mates, about their time together in Iraq, and he's learning really how much he did not know about his son's life. Here's a clip from that scene.
I need to ask you something, and I want the truth. Was Mike doing drugs?
Doc? I guess. No more than the other guys. He wasn't like a heavy doper or anything.
Did he ever say anything to you that I should know?
No, sir.
So, Paul Haggis, it's the casual amorality of war on methamphetamine that's so disturbing here. It's so easily assumed by the soldiers, so wrenching for the father, though he doesn't show it to the younger men.
Yeah, I mean, you drew on a lot of true stories, as I said, to put this together. I mean, this wasn't overly prevalent. This was something that a couple of Iraq war vets talked to me about. I just wanted it to be an accumulation of true stories. I wanted it to feel real, and I wanted them to experience this and go, yeah, that's what it was like there. And this may not have happened to me, but it happened to the guy beside me. And that's what's been really terrific in having so many veterans see the film now. And we started showing it in rough cut about 6-7 weeks ago and screening it on television sets for 2 and 3 people at a time or in theaters for 300 or 400 for Iraq War vets and their families. And the response has been pretty overwhelming.
It has been. Well, I wonder about that because the acts that you show of the American soldiers in Iraq, they're really not that much of the movie, although they drive the plot of it, but they're almost unremittingly acts of barbarism with no remorse.
I wouldn't say with no remorse. You know, I think what's haunting our troops, many of them, is that they have to make impossible decisions all the time in order to survive. The right decision you make can haunt you for the rest of your life, and that's what's happening here. We're sending these brave men and women to do jobs that we wouldn't do ourselves and that we don't want to face. We don't want to see these images on our media that they're seeing every day. These things wouldn't trouble bad people. That's what the problem is. These are really good men and women, and they're there representing us, and we're not willing to listen to them when they come back. We're not willing to help them.
I know you shot the Iraq scenes in Morocco. Did you ever think about trying to go to Iraq yourself to see it?
Yeah, we did. We couldn't get insurance, of course, to go there for the movie company. So
I don't mean to shoot, but I mean
to see
maybe
it.
go yourself, see it.
Yes, I thought of it, but I'm not as brave as these men.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been either.
Yeah.
The title, In the Valley of Ella, Tommy Lee Jones talks a young boy in the film to sleep one night, telling him the story of David and Goliath. Why that title? Who's David here? Who's Goliath?
I knew that I wanted something from the Bible. I think I was looking for that for a story that Hank would read to this boy, and I remembered the story of David and Goliath in my youth, and being so impressed, having such an impact on me, and I thought, I didn't know of a story that typified bravery more. I mean, this is a kid, this is a young boy, not much older than my son, who comes into this camp where, you know, you have for 40 days and 40 nights this giant's been striding into the valley and challenging someone to fight. And all the king's bravest warriors, his strongest, his fiercest warriors are too afraid to fight this giant. And this young boy says, "I'll do it." And so the king says, "Okay," and he puts his armor on the boy, and the armor is so big it just falls right off him. And so the boy picks up 5 smooth stones and walks out into this valley, and he stands there. And this giant charges, and he doesn't run. I would have run. He doesn't run. You have to let the giant get really close in order to hurl a rock and with any accuracy and do any damage. He let him get really close, and he hurled that stone, and it hit that giant in the head, and it struck him down. And I thought, how remarkable, and how similar to many what's happening to our men and women. It's just to set foot in the sand there. It's an act of bravery, as I said, much braver than I am. But then I thought, what kind of a king sends a boy to fight a giant and that his bravest and strongest warriors wouldn't fight? How corrupt and how similar to our responsibility, sending these boys there, these men and women there, who are unprepared for what they're facing.
Paul Haggis' new film, In the Valley of Ella, opens this weekend. Paul Haggis, good luck with it, and thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.